It could be fun for us to do like a some sort of like segment where it's like, how does this make sense, or how could this make sense, or how does this make sense? I think that's the biggest thing that drives my willingness to be open to like a concept, is like trying to figure out like, all right, if this, what's at base level, this concept is true, how? And then I try to connect the dots like after the fact, like, okay, if we're starting from the fundamental understanding of what truth is, this concept is true. Okay, if that is true, how does it work then? And then I try to like connect the dots. Wait, well, if this is true,
then, can you give an example?
Okay, like the absence of a universal understanding about other beings existing, the fact that that is still something that is like up for debate is like antiquated.
Can I ask you real quick?
Yes.
Keep your train of thought.
Yeah.
Don't let me f*** you up on this.
Okay.
But are you, is that in reference to the idea that they would be on the planet Earth, or just that there are other alien beings elsewhere in the universe?
But to me, even just this, like, it's a pony show sort of thing to me, where it's like, it's like a snail's pace of just getting to the stuff that makes sense. It makes, there's beings, we are under like some sort of surveillance or understanding or like observation from these creatures or God or, you know, source that is above our understanding or abilities. And they're like trying to see what we do or see how we can evolve and get better in the different conditions, you know. And that's my understanding of it. I just don't, but if that is true, everything just makes so much more sense. There's just so many things that just check correctly if that is what's going on.
Elaborate.
Like,
stop. Elaborate. I'll listen.
Like the how unclear like human history is and civilization. And there's so many different opinions as to how many thousands of years old Earth is. And there's like all this confusion as to like what pyramids are and who built them and how they were built and why they're there and what they've, the functionality is. And don't you think that it's just like the strangest thing for us not only to not have solved yet, but also to like, that isn't the thing that every single person is talking about every day until we solve it? Like, how is that not this huge focus for society to, and this, these fundamental
UFOs?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's, isn't it like the number one thing everyone should be like trying to figure out?
You're preaching to the little boys choir here, man. I am 100% on board with you on this and feel the same way. I was just listening to a podcast today with my partner, and like the podcast was just such a elementary version of like getting into this conversation. Like, today we're talking about UFOs, and like, what do you think? You think, and then like they're both like, one person was like, I'm in the camp of, I think that there's of course life out there somewhere, but like as far as them visiting Earth, like I just don't think so. And the other person's like, yeah, me neither. Like, I just don't know that that's a thing. And it's like, okay, well, can I ask you guys one question before you go any further? What are UFOs? If it's something that our government has said is not, like in statements now has said, this is not of human technology that we know of. Like, there's no, we don't know what these, it's beyond our physics. And it's now been, the data on it is like hard print. Like, that's, it's done. Like, there are objects that are in our skies and in our oceans that move beyond what we know. It completely bursts our physics on the planet Earth. We don't understand how it can operate. Whoa. We don't even understand how it's doing it in our atmosphere, you know, like these things. And it's like, okay. And it's also been said it's not of human design. That's the first step in disclosure, that we are in disclosure currently. It's done. It's a done deal. Like, right. So if that's being said, and if you're paying any attention at all, you don't have to pay that much attention. It's a pretty simple concept that they're saying this. Like, read any one of these things and be like, yep, we don't, the Pentagon says we have no idea what this is. We've been studying them for years, trying to figure them out. we've been studying them since the 40s. You know, like, okay, cool. Can we finally just allow that, like, well, these are objects that are somehow either they're dimensional, which is even more mind-boggling, or they're physical. They've maybe always been here. Stop giving this idea that, like, they're traveling to meet us here somehow, and now they're observing us. Like, they've been here. We're here because of them.
Yes.
Right. 100% feel that's, like, what's potentially going on here. I don't know for sure. I can't say I know that for sure. Mm. But that story, like, if you're saying that that's what that story is, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think, so what makes sense to me? It makes sense to me that there would be other beings out there in the universe. It makes sense to me that the other beings in the universe could have technology that has surpassed the technology that we understand based on what our experience is so far in this world. So it makes sense to me that if these beings had a heightened science and technology and understanding that surpasses humans, that they would want to observe or experiment or, I mean, at the very least, observe and, like, see what this presumably a lower life form does in different scenarios or to, but then there's the talk that, you know, we are all of one, so they are actually, like, descendants and or they are us.
Right, so on a literal plane, that's one thing that we're talking about, like, potentially we're DNA. Our DNA has been genetically modified by them to create human beings out of apes. And, like, that's where we stand now. We are this, right. Or, and also, and this is something that I was going to bring up too at one point, is because this podcast is so focused on consciousness and, you know, the equanimity and non-duality of experience, we are truly also completely made of the same consciousness. You know, whatever this is, taps into that from some space. Like they, now this has been a problem when I talk to other friends about this sort of stuff.
Okay.
MJS being one of them, if I don't know if you know who that is.
Oh yes, I got you.
But he said, you know, he's like, I just don't understand if these beings are advanced enough to be able to create these vehicles and can do things like this and doing whatever they're doing, genetically modifying humans, whatever. Right. Wouldn't they be advanced enough then also mentally to be at a place where they have now tapped into being a single, like to being a unified consciousness, the way we know that we really are, if we're truly saying that we buy into being this open, whatever, you know, being the nothing, you know,
I together. Think that's the eventual progression, but the beings that we're speaking of aren't of on that level yet.
That's the funniest thing, and I want to say that too. I feel like that's true. Like, just because they're advanced in certain ways, like technologically and stuff, doesn't mean that they've still achieved this, like, untouchable place of, like, right, nirvana or something.
Yeah, like, it, like, you know, if it's God, if God exists, and if aliens exist, aliens doesn't have to mean and or replace what you're thinking of as God. Very easily, just think of the aliens or beings as just like another animal. Like, so, like, so because humans exist, and if I'm in the ocean and a whale is also existing in my reality, that whale isn't necessarily God. There's still a source above everything. And so, like, depending on different levels of consciousness or evolution, there may be plenty of instances where there are creatures or beings that are have surpassed where we are as humans, but they have their own path and they still have their own ways to go before they would say get to what is understood as ultimate, like everything is one consciousness sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, because like if we're looking at this, like if we take the story of it being the, if we're going to ride this same story of us being genetically modified and that they've you know, there were hybrids or implants or that we are sourced from this, you know, from whatever these are. And I don't know either, like, now we can also dive into, like, I'm geeking along with you far enough where I'm, like, finding, I know about the grays, but there's, yeah, like, two kinds of grays, and there's, like, the Nordics and, like, all these different, you know, species, you know.
I heard something today or yesterday that was an explanation for some of the modification, and it was due to a species coming from another planet that had a different density in oxygen than the atmosphere on Earth. And it was an adjustment as a species that they wanted to help themselves with. So they did a modification using apes that are from Earth because they're more acclimated to the environment and everything and the percentages of the oxygen and everything. And so that mutation was to help their species then grow with more of that adaptation.
And we're them.
Yeah, at least, or some of us.
Okay.
So apparently from, you know, if you go down this wormhole, the wormhole is that it's a petri dish and there are different, it's not one storyline or one like group.
Yeah.
There's like many, many, many groups that are all kind of doing different things or collaborating in different ways.
What's funny to me too is that the reason we've been hesitant to talk this way on this podcast or even start doing, I mean, this is potentially the third episode if we release this. Yeah. So it's maybe not that hesitant, but I mean, it's something that
we had pause.
We've been working on putting this together for a while. So like for us to like go here already and feel like, I mean, I feel like this is fun. So it's fine for me. And again, I like the idea, I like that we'll touch on it with consciousness and some of the things that like how it interplays, because it, in some capacity, kind of, as far as experience of life, like looking through the lens of being Josh sitting here talking about this and going through all these experiences and being like, and now there's this part, you know, learning of origins of humanity potentially coming from outside of like our traditional thought process of just natural evolution on Earth, you know. It's like, okay, it's still something I can't help but, you know, want to dive into and say like, yeah, this story does seem to, because that missing link in the evolutionary chain feels like it, that gap gets filled pretty quickly when you say like, yeah, that spike happened because of influence outside of the natural evolution. Mm-hmm. Why is no other, like, look at it this way. Why is like, why aren't there like, I mean, I think dolphins are pretty close maybe, right? Dogs, only because dogs are domesticated. I don't think it would have been a natural thing for wolves to get to this point, but like dolphins and, you know, like some, I don't know.
They say, well, there's a program that I saw that speaks of, you know, in densities. So it's like, you know, like kind of like dimensions, like there's different densities based on vibrational resonance.
Whoa.
So, you know, you think about everything as vibration, nothing is solid, everything has a vibrational resonance. And like, you know, if you get into law of attraction, the where you are, where you resonate, the thoughts, the choices, you know, they have a frequency, and frequency attracts similar or like frequency. So if you are resonating of a certain vibe or certain feeling, you are attracting more of that feeling in your reality.
Okay, yeah.
And so density. So they're just saying like the, in this like sort of master plan of evolution or whatever, that, you know, if this is some variation of experimentation or growth and natural sort of evolution, that humans are in the process of crossing from a third density into like the fourth density. So we're moving from the older ways of doing things into this age of Aquarius, where things were kind of shifting, like the dynamics are shifting and like the way of doing things. So that from more of a, where am I going? I'm getting lost.
density moving, age of
so
Aquarius.
So density is moving. So density, humans are moving into like the fourth density from third. But there's someone said something about like that, you know, essentially like birds and dogs or canines like are like kind of in that moving from, I think they're moving from like second to third.
Okay.
So like there might be a little more separation that they will become more aware of as they continue their evolution. And I don't know, this isn't anything that's going to happen in 5 years or anything, but you know what I mean? But you could easily see that.
No,
you know,
like, me too. I mean, that's incredible. Know? I just had this thought when you were saying that. Of like, I was like, I wish I could fast forward the millennia it would take for when giraffes get this moment, you know?
Hell yeah.
And a giraffe is like, if it like it's drinking with like its legs straight and its neck is straight and it's like bent over all weird trying to drink from the lake. And then it like lifts its head up and it looks up and it utters its first word and it goes, "Why?
Why?
Why?" Like, why this body? Why? This is so much work. Like asking God. It's like the giraffe is the first animal to ask God, like, why its body is like that. Why do I exist? That thought was funny in my head until I said it.
What? I could just see the zoom out. The zoom out from like
a giraffe.
Like the giraffe.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Stupid. That's great. Sucks. Anyway. I didn't mean to break your train of thought. So, but I do think that's fascinating. And where are dolphins? Are dolphins like...
They're highly... I don't know the extent of it, but like I know that they're on their own. I'm sure they're on their own path. And maybe in some ways they're dolphins farther along their own than... Thing. Yeah. Maybe, I mean, I'm sure they have abilities that we don't. So in some ways, maybe they're surpassed where we are.
They've talked... there's speculation, I suppose, that maybe AI will be able to like... start decoding animal communication. It's like dolphins. We able to like listen to a dolphin's like conversation.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
I mean, just knowing it truly from like, just like there might be these imperceptible differences in like different squawks and squeaks and stuff. That's language. I mean, obviously there is, but like that it'll be able to decode it and like put it into text for us or something, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe it's simple enough where it's like, it's still just like, let's move this direction or like, come hump my blowhole or whatever, you know? But could be more.
Yeah. Look at the buttons. Like, have you seen the dog buttons? Like,
yeah. What do you think of that? You think that's real?
I'm really interested in it. I feel there's like the one dog that, man, I'll have to look it up. But you know, they seem to do really well with it, and they were trained like from like, I think the moment the owner brought them home, they were using those. So it's been built in as like just a part of communicating. So it's very natural. But I think that they have like started to have like a sense of themselves or like purpose or why, or you know, why am I
asking
here?
Why?
Yeah, they're asking why. And so it's like, oh.
I love that all the animals cute. Ask why
it's
right away.
It's cute until they have to like try to figure it all out with the rest of us.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like conscious thought starts coming in. Language helps them do like stabilize consciousness, and they're like, "Wait a second!" And
then no. They're like, but
they come online and they're like, "Oh my, no, ego." Ego! I'm a thing! I'm a dog! What's my name? My name's Scooter.
Come here, boy. Come on.
Yeah. I know. You know, the interaction or the lack thereof, maybe in some ways, it's just like, I think we're supposed to kind of like have our choice, right, to make the growth, to, you know, to be better, to
progress,
to learn, to progress, yeah. And if there is a growth that happens individually, is there a limitation of that individual growth depending on the surroundings, or
a limitation on the individual's growth based on their
or
circumstance.
Is there no limitation to like ascension?
Do you want me to tell you what I think about that, or do you want that to be left open for experience? I mean, I don't think there's any limit to it, and in fact, what I keep coming across is that we are already there, but there's a veil over our eyes. So when I talk about all this stuff, like getting closer to presence or whatever, it's like, I'm not just talking about like trying to build a better experience for myself or like whatever. It's like falling back far enough in, you're in nirvana. You're completely enlightened and free of body, shape, form, anything, you know?
By the way, we were listening back doing editing, and I might argue with myself on this point. I believe that actually, even though consciousness is available to everybody, we're not always available to it, and our circumstances do play a role in that. And each lifetime, there's either opportunities to get closer or further away from it, which is what the idea of karma is. But that being said, it's not fair for me to say that everyone has access, because many people don't. And it's just the play of their hand, this go around. But I do believe that energy continues and lives continue in different capacities, and opportunities come later in time. We have eternity to figure it out. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. At the true essence, the true core of not only like, it's true both scientifically that the core of our body, like between the atoms, the space between, there's nothing, you know. Like, and that's true of all things, all matter. If you go down into the smallest, as far down as we can go, as small as we can get, there's nothing there. It's just empty space, and the whole universe is made of it, and it's dark matter. It's all the stuff, dark energy, right? The vibrations and everything are just built on that. That's all creating the like, and everything we're seeing, we're taking in, like through light, through the optical lens, but none of it actually looks like this. It's flipped upside down, you know, and our brain changes it. The way it actually comes through our eye is upside down from how we're seeing it. But our brain, there's a synapsis in our brain, or something in our, not a synapsis, but there's, I don't know what the word is, but something in our like brain triggers it, flips it so that we see it correctly, like in our visual pattern. But if we were actually looking through what our eyes actually see, it would be upside down. Things like that, like when you know that that's what's happening, it's like, how real is any of this stuff? You know what I mean? So like, okay. So we come back to talking about it all, because it's the interesting thing about being alive is that all this the form of our experience. But I keep saying is that like, there's no culture, there's nothing that can hold you back from being completely free of all of it. If you simply stop all of it, stopping all of the stuff is the challenge, because we are these bodies, you know, because that's the veil. The body is the veil as well as the window. It's the non-duality of our experience. Like our bodies are both connected to having an ego and a character and all these things, but are also the window into the abyss, you know, the open boundless space that is consciousness, that is our true self, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that is in any way touching what you were just talking about, but like, I feel like now if I bring it back to being like, in any space, do you have the ability to do so? I think there are a lot of people who don't have the opportunity to do so in certain lifetimes. Mm-hmm. It's the gift of never-ending life, like of never-ending consciousness, never-ending experience that had no beginning or no end, that allows the like softness and ease of experiencing life to come into place. That's the balance where it's like, oh, I don't have to do anything right now. I don't have to get anything right. The path is laid out in front of me, and I've done this millions of times.
Quick interjection here. Don't ever second guess yourself, kids. I mean, I guess I got into it a little bit later on here. And don't ever start editing and throwing in extra stuff before you've gotten through the thing you were just talking about. Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
You know, and we'll do it forever. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's cool. Like if that's the truth of our experience, if that's something you can buy into, then like there's a freedom that exists in that, that like allows you to step outside of culture, outside of all, but you know, outside of circumstance. But it's not available to everybody. No, not everyone gets it in this lifetime, you know. And you and I are like, in the history of the world, some of the richest and freest people that have ever existed. You know what I mean? Like, and anyone listening to this podcast most likely is too. If you're in, you know, if you're living in North America, you know, right now and listening to this podcast, or if you're, I mean, there's a lot of places you could be listening to this and feel like, you know, but there are also a lot of places where you may not even have an ability to listen to anything on a phone, and you're completely impoverished and have been your whole life and living in famine and in a, you know, terrible situation, and may never get the opportunity to have any time to fucking think about like meditating or being soft or being still or being present. Like, you're just trying to survive, you know, every day. And there's millions of people like that. So how do I deal with that as I step back and go, like, this isn't their chance, and I've been there too. There will be different moments in all of our experiences throughout our many, many experiences of living as energy that continues forever, that'll have these ups and downs and these opportunities and then these ebbs and flows, but it's all working toward, again, it's all streams flowing to the river, you know?
Yeah.
Well, sorry. I went so far on that one. Like, I feel like I went too. No,
it's totally right. I mean, yeah, it's,
but I mean, you asked a very pointed, simple question. I feel like I went like too intense on it, maybe.
No, you just went just right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it, very much my own thought process. I mean, you may have a different sense of it altogether.
No, I mean, that lines up perfectly with that. See, so what I'm interested in is there's a truth where everything checks out because it's what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
There is an answer that exists where it all makes sense. And what I'm finding is that it feels like the answer that checks the boxes for all of the things is the concept of there being other beings that are assisting humanity in growth.
Hmm.
And we can, like, you could dive into however many details and slices of that as you want to. And it's really hard to, like, not, like, once you start talking about those details, there's still that very natural sort of knee-jerk, reactionary, societal, wrapping my head with tinfoil sort of mentality that kicks in. But if you're just looking at it from a rational, like, let's just look at what seems to be a reasonable answer, it just seems like that is one that makes sense to me.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's like, I can understand the dots being connected that way, you know? Mm-hmm. And it feels like now, and I'm totally buying into what's happening. Like, I feel like I've been interested for so long in UAP or UFOs, and I've been, I mean, I was there well before the 2017 New York Times. Like, I'm so tired of hearing about the New York Times thing. It's like, the big stuff. Yeah, dude, if you were rolling with the rest of us, you would have known about that shit well before they put it out at the New York Times. But it's cool that the rest of everyone's catching, or they're not even catching up. I mean, the problem now for me is that, like, this is all this stuff gets released and we're just seeing that no one gives a shit, you know? They couldn't care. You were just saying it in the beginning, like, how is it not the most important thing? It's like, because we can't be bothered. And you know why? Because of ego, because of self-importance, because of the connection to the story. It's like, how does that affect my life right now? It's like, well, it's the origin of potentially everything, you know, like that we know, you know, potentially. People don't see it like that. They're still stuck in the realm of it being like, why would they travel from another planet to come here? Like, do you think that's what's happening? You're right. If you were just traveling through the stars and coming across, I mean, you know how many planet Earths there are? Too many to count.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like sand. There are Earths like there is sand.
Yeah.
Let alone that there are trillions of different kinds of other planets that also harbor life that are nothing like Earth. You know what I mean? There's so much life. The universe is teeming.
Well, see, and this is where I like it. So I try to imagine, like, what is it like for these other beings to observe our conundrums or our, like, you know, like they're in their break room or whatever, and they're like, no, they're still fighting over whether we exist or not. I'm like, it's like, are you kidding me? Are you
serious, dude? Oh, it's been 100 years. All right.
Pass me the chocolate. Hello.
Yeah, well, I think more likely, like, what we're saying is that it's like, they know that that's the process, and they're like, they're not going to believe it for a long time. And, you know, they're not trying to, they don't care if we believe them or not. Like, I don't think that I think it's less of them observing and that they're more like just kind of corralling us, you know, like they're just kind of like, get over here. Get over here. You know, yeah, and they're like, we'll turn off your silos, you know, we'll turn off the nukes if we need to, like, Potentially. What if they've already saved us a number of times over? In this space-time fabric, we shall not do this. You guys can pretend like you have these nukes and spend all this money on them. Doesn't that get hard, though? Like, why would they build them and spend all this money on them if they're not allowed to use them, sort of thing? If they know that there are aliens that'll stop it, or, like, just be like, nope.
Yeah.
Like, turn it off. We said no. We said you could have them. You can't use them. Spend your Earth dollars on them and don't use them. If you're at that level, if you have that much power and intelligence as a human being on the planet Earth, being maybe a small number of people, don't you think you'd be like, let's use it for good and like help the planet grow? What would be the point of destroying the planet and being greedy in the wrong way? You can be greedy with the right decisions. You can be greedy and be like, we are going to create a completely, you know, regenerated power source using, you know, 0 point power that will still, people will still pay for, there'll still be economies, there'll still be all this stuff. We'll still have the system we have, but we'll do it in a way where everybody's happy and has like an opportunity to grow. And we'll, you know, like, there's a way to do that.
But what if you are the son of the owner of the major company or whatever that stands to greatly benefit from the sale of or production of either weapons or craft or even the sale of gas or oil or, you know, whatever it may be. So like, if you're that company, you're like, I don't want anything to change. Let's keep everything. This is perfect. It's working well for me. I got a little.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if that's what is happening right now, that's the truth of what's happening right now. Because if there were these intelligences connecting with the most powerful people in the world, and like there was some alliances happening there or something, we would know better. People would just know how to like handle everything. They would be like, well, it doesn't matter if oil makes us money. There's other ways to make money, and this is how we'll do it. We're going to transition our entire oil company over to solar, wind, and all these other power sources, or 0 point energy. I mean, that's a thing that comes up all the time with all UFO stuff and UAP stuff, is that like, that's a thing that exists. These UFOs have no power source that we can tell. These are physical things on the planet Earth that are doing incredible things, and they're not using any power. All that I've known that I've seen so far is that there's been radioactivity around it. So potentially nuclear in some capacity.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there like power in the air?
Yeah, there's power everywhere. There's energy. Everything is energy. So if you know how to like harness that, then there's no need for power. That's what's happening with these things.
Right. And so,
which is crazy. And we're talking about this literally, like not like as like a, there's an, like we now can say that for sure there are objects that are doing this on the planet Earth.
Right. And so you can very easily see why, if you are a company or a person that has their financial well-being invested in
right,
that things they staying the way they are, then you're going to do whatever you need to do to try to keep that going.
And we know, as we know, the government works actually for big business. That's how the government works. And big business fills their pockets, fills our politicians' pockets. So they say, well, this is how we do this. This 0 point energy that these aliens have available that we're back engineering from these UFOs can't find the light of day, because we owe everything to oil. We owe everything to these non-renewable resources. The stuff we need to keep. This is how we do business.
Right.
And there's no way we're changing anything out. We won't have, if we can't have the 0 point energy, you know, or we can't figure out how to use it, no one needs to know about it, because if everyone can suddenly tap into having free energy, we're screwed.
Totally screwed.
And that is truly what's powering the world economy.
Yeah.
So it makes sense then. It's like, that's the true thing of like hiding this from us. It's not about like that we can't handle it, or that like we won't be able to figure out, like, you know, there's all these like sidetrack ideas, like we really need to slow this down so that humanity can truly grasp the idea. It's like, we're fine, we're hearing about it right now and no one cares. The thing you're really trying to hide from us is that there are these technologies that exist that may be easier for us to access than you want us to know, and that would change the world, and that the people that hold all the power right now really don't want everyone to know about.